Lamentations chapter 3. I am the man who has seen affliction by the rod of his wrath. He has led me and brought me into darkness, but not into light. Surely against me is he turned. He turns his hand against me all the day. My flesh and my skin has he made old. He has broken my bones. He has built against me and compassed me with gall and travail. He has set me in dark places like those that are dead of old time. He has hedged me about that I cannot get out, and he has made my chain heavy. Also, when I cry and shout, he shuts out my prayer. He has enclosed my ways with hewn stone. He has made my paths crooked. He was to me like a bear lying in wait, like a lion in secret places. He has turned aside my ways and pulled me in pieces. He has made me desolate. He has bent his bow and set me like a mark for the arrow. He has caused the arrows of his quiver to enter into my reins. I was a derision to all my people, and their song all the day. He has filled me with bitterness. He has made me drunken with wormwood. He has also broken my teeth with gravel stones. He has covered me with ashes, and you have removed my soul far off from peace. I forgot prosperity. And I said, my strength and my hope is perished from Yahweh. Remembering mine affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall, my soul has them things still in remembrance and is humbled in me. And this I recall to my mind, and therefore do I have hope. It is of Yahweh's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions do not fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Yahweh is my portion, says my soul, and therefore will I hope in him. Yahweh is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of Yahweh. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. He sits alone and keeps silence because he has borne it upon him. He puts his mouth in the dust. If so be, there may be hope. He gives his cheek to him who smites him. He's filled full with reproach, for Yahweh will not cast off forever. But though he cause grief, yet will he have compassion according to the multitude of his mercies. For he does not afflict willingly, nor does he grieve the children of men, to crush under his feet all the prisoners of the earth, to turn aside the right of a man before the face of the Most High, to subvert a man in his cause. Yahweh does not approve. Who is he that says, and it comes to pass, when Yahweh commands it not? Out of the mouth of the Most High proceeds not evil and good? For what reason does a man living complain, a man for the punishment of his sins? Let us search and try our ways, and turn again to Yahweh. Let us lift our heart with our hands to Elohim in the heavens. We have transgressed and have rebelled. You have not pardoned. You have covered with anger and persecuted us. You have killed. You have not pitied. You have covered yourself with a cloud so that our prayer would not pass through. You have made us like the offscouring and refuse in the midst of the people. All our enemies have opened their mouths against us. Fear and a snare has come upon us, desolation and destruction. My eye runs down with rivers of water for the destruction of the daughter of my people. My eye trickled down, and I ceased not without any intermission. Till Yahweh looked down and looked from heaven, my eye affected my heart because of all the daughters of my city. My enemies chased me sore like a bird without cause. They've cut off my life in the dungeon and thrown a stone upon me. Waters flowed over my head, and then I said, I am cut off. I called upon your name, O Yahweh, out of the low dungeon. You've heard my voice. Do not hide your ear at my breathing, at my cry. You drew near in the day that I called upon you. You said, fear not. O Yahweh, you've pleaded the causes of my soul. You've redeemed my life. O Yahweh, you have seen my wrong. Judge my cause. You've seen all their vengeance and all their imaginations against me. You've heard their reproach, O Yahweh, and all their imaginations against me, the lips of those that rose up against me and their device against me all the day. Look at their sitting down and their rising up. I am their music. Render to them a recompense, O Yahweh, according to the work of their hands. Give them sorrow of heart. Your curse to them. Persecute and destroy them in anger from under the heavens of Yahweh. End of chapter.